This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins stops by every Thursday for Cinema Chat, and good morning to you. You're actually away last week, so it's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, and we will talk about Cinetopia just one more time until the next round of discussions about Cinetopia. But we just announced the winners of the festival. The Audience Award winner were Hunt for the Wilder People, which will be back at the Michigan Theater later this summer.
Yeah, well, everybody that saw it that I've spoken to loved it.
Yeah, it's by the Flight of the Conchord guys. It's a caper movie and a lot of fun. Maya Angelou and I Still Rise, and Maya Angelou and Still I Rise was the documentary Audience Award winner,
Nice. Obviously
about Maya Angelou. And another documentary was the Best Foreign Language Film, which was Landfill Harmonic. So we'll look to have all of those back at the Michigan Theater. The Festival Directors Award went to Operator, which starred Martin Starr and Mae Whitman, and it was actually put together by some folks that grew up in Ann Arbor. Sharon Green and Logan Kibbins. It was really good, and congratulations to them. Tyrus was the documentary award winner about this 105-year-old man who set the tone and created the look of Bambi, but he's just a wonderful fine artist with an interesting story, really a lot of really good.
Changed the landscape of animation, for sure.
Yeah, he did.
At that time.
He made a lot of difference in the Asian American community in California, but around the country. And Parched, which is the best foreign language film, and we'll look forward to seeing that back as well. So
if you happen to miss the festival, well, don't miss it next year. It gets underway, what is it, June 2nd?
That's right, June 2nd through 11th. Those are the tentative dates, and we're going to firm those up very, very soon. But yeah, mark that off in your calendar about the same time of year. You know, we had a lot of films, a lot of excited people that's growing every year, so make sure you're a part of it next year.
Cinema Chat continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair alongside Russ Collins, and we still have some movies continuing downtown.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Love and Friendship, which is this Jane Austen-based film based on her Lady Susan novella, go check that out. People really like it. Kate Beckinsale's performance is excellent, directed by Whit Stillman, and folks, again, are really liking that. The Lobster, which is
a polarizing film.
Yeah, it's a polarizing film, but
people love it, people hate it, yeah, there's not much in between.
Young folks really like it. Colin Farrell stars in this film. It's a wacky, dark comedy, but again, a lot of folks are going there and liking it.
Anecdotally speaking, I was walking by the State Theater last weekend, and there was people filing in to see this movie.
Yeah, it's done well. Maggie's Plan is a film directed by Rebecca Miller, who's Arthur Miller's daughter, who Arthur Miller has a bit of a connection here to Washtenaw County. And Maggie's Plan is about a working-class woman looking to start a family on her own. It stars Greta Gerwig, Ethan Hawke, and Julianne Moore. And that's gotten some nice reviews as well. And then Genius is a film that's been extensively covered by NPR, and it's by Academy Award-nominated screenwriter John Logan and the acclaimed Tony Award-winning director Michael Grandage. And it's about Thomas Wolfe and this editor that worked to make his work better by the name of Maxwell Perkins, and the performances by Jude Law as Thomas Wolfe and Colin Firth as Maxwell Perkins are very well reviewed. Also starring in the film are Nicole Kidman, Laura Linney. There's a character played by Dominic West, who's Ernest Hemingway, and Guy Pearce plays F. Scott Fitzgerald.
So that is quite a cast.
Literary types. Go check it out. Genius is currently playing. Well, opening this week is Doe, which is a broad comedy that's actually a lot of fun. Jonathan Pryce, who you may know from a James Bond movie or a more pop culture movie, plays a kosher baker in England. This is a British comedy. And he, you know, he's just a curmudgeon. He's an old guy that's been doing this for a long time, waking up way too early in the morning, like radio hosts.
And, that is me.
And he hires this teenager, and again, it's a kosher bakery, and he hires a young Muslim apprentice who is trying to keep his family together, and one of the ways he does that is he grows and sells marijuana on the side to help out. It's just a really high profit thing, and accidentally the marijuana gets mixed up in the dough that they're baking.
Thus the title of the movie.
And it ends up being a lot of popularity is growing on this
I'm not sure if I should be laughing or not.
It is a absurdist comedy to a certain degree, but a lot of fun. Folks really like it. It actually made a brief appearance at the Jewish Film Festival that played Southeastern Michigan, and people really liked it. So,
well, the one I'm looking forward to is Swiss Army Man.
That's right. That opens actually next weekend, next Thursday, before the 4th of July holiday, and that Paul Dano is stranded on a desert island. Now,
he's just such a weird but great actor.
Yeah, and then Daniel Radcliffe, Harry
Potter right.
plays a dead body that just gets dragged around during this whole thing.
Weekend at Bernie's too.
Yeah, and so Daniel Radcliffe's he plays Manny, this dead body, just washes up on this deserted island that Paul Dano is at. It goes from absurd to emotional to whimsical to profound and back again.
So it's kind of like Tom Hanks' relationship with the volleyball.
Exactly.
Wilson.
Except he's got Daniel Radcliffe. 70% positive reviews. The reviews are very strong. It premiered at Sundance, and it really had a very interesting buzz at Sundance. So Swiss Army Man opens on June 30th. There's going to be a special preview screening, and then July 1st. And Doe opens tomorrow at the Michigan Theater.
Special screenings?
Yeah, special screenings. We've got Christopher Stampolos, who's coming, and he and a bunch of friends, when they were 11 years old, started to do a remake of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And every year they would keep working on this little 8mm film, film.
Right.
Just a bunch of kids that were doing this. But they stuck together, and when they were 12 and 13 and 14 and 15 and 16, they kept working on it until they were 18, but they just couldn't shoot this one scene. And then finally, a couple years ago, they shot that last scene, and they have edited this thing together, and it's a shot-by-shot remake, again, done by kids of Raiders of the Lost
Ark.
Over a long span of time. So, one scene they're 11, the next scene they're 16, the next scene they're 11, the next scene they're 13. it's a lot of
kind
fun.
Kind of a less linear boy. Right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So Chris Stampolos is going to be there tonight. This is the only screening at 7 o'clock, so go check that out. It's called Raiders, and it's a lot of fun. Hard Day's Night is the summer classic film on Sunday and Tuesday.
A Beatles must.
Yeah, and over the 4th of July holiday, you can see Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
That's beautiful. Now, there's a couple of big movies opening up at the multiplexes. The blockbuster Expectant is, of course, Independence Day
Resurgence. Liam Hemsworth, Jeff Goldblum, Bill Pullman.
Will Smith not returning in this one, right?
He's not in this one. So, they've implemented the alien technology that they discovered when they defeated them last time, but the aliens are back and they're even tougher. But somehow, I think they work it out.
If you like big blow-em-up movies, that's the one.
That's it. Free State of Jones is a Matthew McConaughey piece that actually has not gotten very good reviews.
It sounds like such an interesting story, too.
Yeah,
it's kind of a historical story, right?
It's a Civil War tale, and it's a story of a defiant Southern farmer played by Matthew McConaughey in an extraordinary armed rebellion against the Confederacy that took place.
Mississippi, of all places.
In Mississippi, absolutely. And then The Shallows stars Blake Lively, who is on a secluded beach and is being threatened by a great white shark.
You know, I love sharks. Shark Week is one of my favorite times
up,
of summer.
Yeah.
Exactly right. I love shark movies. At the same time, I'm extraordinarily disheartened that every time a shark movie comes out, the killing of sharks in our ocean continues, and it screws up the ecosystem.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and don't forget, the midnight film at the State Theater is Spaceballs.
Mel Brooks.
And makes fun of
Star Wars.
No
such thing as a bad Mel Brooks movie.
So David will be there for sure.
Check it out. I can't stay up till midnight. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.